Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. As a lifelong fan of cartoons and animation, I've watched a vast array of shows, each with their own unique charms. Yet among all of these, there exists a singular episode from the show Jimmy Neutron that has over time embedded itself the deepest within my psyche. The episode One of Us revolves around a show called The Happy Show Show, hosted by Grandma Taters, that hypnotizes everyone in Retroville. Jimmy and Cindy, being the only ones who did not get hypnotized, must stop it before the entire world becomes quote-unquote happy zombies. This episode is really something special, and it unfolds into a deeply unsettling commentary on the terrifying state of our society. Which is why, instead of making a creepypasta about it, I figured I'd just analyze the actual episode. The first parallel with our society that I found interesting is how the influence of the show spreads. It is completely through word of mouth and fear of missing out, which is one of the major ways our society makes us all conform. No one wants to be the odd one out, especially when the state of your life is pretty much on display for everyone at your school, workplace, and the greater society through social media. This depiction struck a chord with me, considering it feels very similar to our modern day world, and how people latch on relentlessly to popular shows like Stranger Things or one of the dozens of Marvel shows, and spread them like a virus, often using the same tactics as they did in the episode. I know this because, well, I'm guilty of it too. I don't think there's anything wrong with those specific shows in particular, but it's more about the forced spread of opinions and lack of acceptance for those with different ones other than our own. If you're familiar with the Borg from Star Trek, sometimes it feels like we're starting to move towards that. I know you all feel it too. I'm lucky enough to have experienced life before social media, and I can tell you from experience, it was not like this before. If you didn't enjoy something someone else liked back in the early 2000s, it just wasn't as big of a deal. It wasn't like you two weren't compatible. There was a lot less pressure to conform. Nowadays, it seems like we're all forced into these little categories where we often are expected to basically act and talk the same as each other. For example, this person likes horror movies. Therefore, everything about him is horror, instead of being a unique and complex person who also likes horror. It's absurd, and honestly, the rise of AI will make it even worse, unless we make a change as a society. There's also something to be said about the episode's theme of sacrificing your individuality in order to be happy. In the end, I could see people saying, well, at least you're happy. The ends justify the means, right? But if you think about it, people don't really just want happiness all the time. There is no excitement in that. It's kind of like binging a series for 3 days straight and feeling like you missed out on something, but you can't really pinpoint what. We need both joy and sadness in order to really feel anything at all. The host of the Happy Show Show, Grandma Taters, was a character who most likely represents those who are pulling the strings at the top of society. The powerful few in the shadows of our world, who are steering the ship and guiding us in the direction they see fit. Because what else would they do? Of course, they want what's best for themselves, and what's best for them is not necessarily what's best for everyone else. And they don't know you. This is why I feel the episode reached its most impactful when Grandma Taters boarded her alien mothership to go drink brain juice and ominously said, "We'll be back!" Revealing her eyes were black and void of any humanity. Yeah, this is seriously a kid's show. Not to mention, later in the series, she mentions again that she consumes humans. I feel like she was definitely a metaphor for how leaders of society benefit from the hypnosis they have over the population, and how they take advantage and pretty much consume us using these methods. In thinking about the deeper themes of One of Us, I was reminded of the critical importance of respecting and appreciating each other's individuality. The influencers who are boosted by the algorithm, telling us what to think, the shows that stay on the front page of your Netflix every time you open it, just begging to manipulate you. These are things we need to watch out for. I know this is not the type of video I normally do, but I figured since this episode is so creepy in itself, it would work for this kind of thing. Of course, reality always has the ability to be scarier than fiction. If you want me to do more of these analyses of creepy media, let me know in the comments. I have a few episodes like this that I've been considering, but I want to make sure it's something you all want to see first. Have a horrific evening, everyone, And remember to stay spooky, my friends.